Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling something huge for anyone in real estate, generating leads consistently.
It's a constant pressure, isn't it?
Absolutely. And you hear AI mentioned everywhere, buzz, buzz, buzz. But we want to cut through that today.
Yeah, look at the practical side. How can you actually use AI for lead gen, especially thinking about, say, 2025?
Exactly. And we're leaning heavily on insights from AI innovation coach BK Hahn. He's got that blend of real estate experience and AI know-how.
Right. So the goal here is really to give you a shortcut. Distill BK Hahn's advice into strategies you can, you know, actually think about using.
Making AI work for you, not just be some confusing tech thing. So think actionable takeaways, practical tips, maybe a few aha moments.
Definitely. We want you to walk away feeling like you get it without needing a computer science degree.
Okay, so let's dive in. BK Hahn points to several key areas. Where should we start? Maybe with email.
Yeah, let's start there. AI cold email outreach. Now, cold email can sound a bit, well, cold.
Huh. Yeah, a bit intimidating sometimes. But it works when done right. So how does AI change the game here?
Well, BK Hahn mentions platforms like Instantly.ai. He flags it as pretty user-friendly, especially if you're maybe newer to this kind of outreach.
Okay, Instantly.ai. So what's the AI doing? Just sending more emails faster?
It's more than just volume, though speed helps. The AI lets you test different messages, different angles, much faster and on a larger scale.
Ah, so you can figure out what actually resonates instead of just guessing and sending one mass email.
Exactly. It helps you learn what works for your specific audience. Plus, the personalization gets easier.
Right, like automatically adding names, maybe their company, that kind of thing makes it feel less generic.
Precisely. Embedding those details. And BK Hahn acknowledges, look, cold email is partly a numbers game. You need volume.
Sure.
But AI helps make those numbers count more. Better targeting, better messaging. And sourcing the emails themselves, places like LinkedIn Sales Navigator, Apollo.io, they make building lists pretty cost-effective compared to some other lead sources.
So AI basically supercharges the whole cold email process, makes it smarter, more efficient.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Significantly improves it.
Okay, what's next on BK Hahn's list? I think you mentioned something that sounds a bit futuristic. AI cold calling.
Huh. Yeah, that does sound a bit sci-fi, doesn't it? But it's here. We're talking about AI phone systems that can actually answer incoming calls or even make initial outreach calls.
Ooh, okay. So not just those annoying robocalls playing a script.
No, no, definitely not. BK Hahn stresses that the tech, especially with newer AI models, is way more advanced. These AI agents can understand context, ask relevant questions, respond naturally.
Really? Like have a proper conversation?
To an extent, yes. Especially for initial qualification. BK Hahn shared this example. It's quite interesting. An AI agent called Sarah from Top Tier Realty had a call about potentially selling a home. And this AI, Sarah, asked all the right questions. You know, is it a 3-bed, 2-bath? Where is it? West End. Size? Around 2,000 square feet.
And it's all that.
Yep. And understood the seller's timeline. They were thinking maybe 5 or 6 months out. It even explained the basic selling process.
Wow. Like property evaluation, listing, marketing.
All the whole sequence. Showings, offers, paperwork, closing. It laid it out. And then, importantly, it followed up.
How so?
Sent a text message right after the call with the realtor's contact info. Pretty seamless handover.
That is impressive. But there must be rules around this, right? Cold calling laws?
Absolutely. See our usual point BK Hahn makes. You have to check your local laws. Telemarketing regulations, rules about automated dialers versus an AI just answering calls, they vary hugely.
Okay, so big disclaimer there.
Yeah.
Know the rules before you even think about it.
Definitely. Responsible legal use is key. But if used correctly and legally, it shows some serious potential for that initial contact, you know?
Makes sense. Okay, let's shift gears slightly. How about just making existing stuff easier? Workflow automation.
Yes, this is a big one. Using AI to handle those repetitive tasks that eat up time in lead gen. BK Hahn gives a great example with Facebook ads.
Ah, the classic free home evaluation ad. I know those well.
Right. So traditionally, someone clicks, fills a form, then you follow up manually, right? Get their address, details.
Yeah, chase them down sometimes.
So with AI, imagine the ad leads to Facebook Messenger instead. An AI chatbot jumps in immediately.
Okay.
It asks for the address, property type, are they thinking of moving soon? Answers basic market questions they might have right then and there. It warms them up before you even see the lead.
Hmm. Interesting. So the AI does the initial chat. Does it go further?
It can. So once the AI has the address, it can automatically start generating a basic home evaluation report, pulling in neighborhood info, walk scores, that kind of public data.
Okay, that saves time. But what about the actual price, the valuation?
And this is where BK Hahn draws a very firm line. He strongly advises against letting AI estimate the property value.
Right. That needs the realtor's eye, the professional judgment.
Exactly. Your expertise is irreplaceable there. The AI is like a super efficient assistant. It fills in maybe 90% of the report data. Mm. And then you, the agent, just need to add your professional valuation based on your market knowledge. The AI can even handle sending the completed report out.
Wow. So what's the time saving? Roughly.
BK Hahn estimates it could take a process that might normally take, say, an hour, down to maybe 3 minutes.
3 minutes instead of an hour? That's huge.
Think about how many more leads you could follow up on with that saved time. It really changes the equation.
No kidding. Okay, let's talk websites. Lots of agents drive traffic there with ads. How can AI help on the site itself?
Custom AI chatbots. This is another area BK Hahn highlights as having a big impact.
Custom. Why custom? Aren't there generic ones you can just plug in?
There are, but BK Hahn really advises against those for real estate. Think about it. A generic bot doesn't know your local market, right?
True. It doesn't know my listings or my specific way of doing business.
Exactly. It lacks that specific training. A custom bot is trained on your stuff, local market data, your brand voice, FAQs about your services, maybe even details about your team.
So it acts more like, well, like me or someone on my team.
Precisely. It's like having a 24/7 knowledgeable assistant right there on your website. Consider typical website traffic. Maybe you get, say, 200 visitors a day. How many actually fill out that contact form?
Maybe a handful, if I'm lucky.
Right. Maybe 1 to 10 conversations start. But a good AI chatbot can engage with almost every visitor. It can start a conversation, answer questions, find out what they're looking for.
Collect their contact info, maybe even book an appointment.
Yeah, book directly into your calendar. Think about buying anything online. Often the first business to respond gets the sale, you know? Mm. The chatbot provides that instant engagement. It turns a passive website into an active lead generator.
That's a powerful difference. A contact form versus an intelligent conversation starter.
Big difference. But again, the key is custom training. That's where the real value lies.
Got it. Okay, one more area BK Hahn touches on. Facebook ads again, but this time on the creation side. Is AI writing ads now?
Not necessarily replacing human creativity entirely, but definitely helping with testing. BK Hahn mentions tools like Creatify or AdCreative.ai.
Creatify. AdCreative.ai. What do they do?
They use AI to generate lots of different versions of your ads very quickly. Different images, different headlines, different body text.
So it helps with A-B testing, trying out different combinations.
Exactly, but on a massive scale. Instead of you manually creating maybe 3 or 4 versions, the AI can spit out dozens or even hundreds.
Okay, so you can test way more variations much faster.
Yep. The goal is to find those winning combinations, the high converting ads, much, much quicker than you could doing it all by hand.
Find the ad that feels like it's printing money, as they say.
Yeah, that's the dream, right? But finding that ad traditionally takes a lot of time, effort, and ad spend just experimenting.
So AI speeds up that experimentation phase, lets you focus more on analyzing the results.
That's the idea. It handles the repetitive creation variations. You focus on the data and strategy. It accelerates finding what works.
Okay, that's a lot of ground we've covered. Let's try and summarize the key strategies DK Hahn highlights.
Sure. So number one was AI for cold email outreach, smarter testing, and personalization.
All right. Then number two, AI cold calling or voice systems for initial contact, but with that big legal caution.
Crucial caution. Third, automating workflows like that home evaluation example, saving massive amounts of time.
Fourth, custom AI chatbots on your website, turning visitors into engaged leads 24/7.
And fifth, using AI ad generators not to replace creativity, but to massively accelerate testing and find winning ads faster.
So 5 concrete ways AI can boost lead generation, drawing from BK Hahn's insights. For you listening, the question is, which of these might fit your business in 2025?
Yeah, we're thinking about which area could give you the biggest lift. And, you know, the stuff is evolving fast.
Definitely. It's an ongoing conversation. And resources are out there, experts like BK Hahn, if you want to explore implementing these tools effectively. It's about staying informed.
Mm-hmm. And maybe a final thought to leave people with.
Go for it.
Well, the real estate landscape isn't static, right? Technology keeps changing the game. And it really seems like agents who figure out how to intelligently weave these AI tools into their lead generation, they're likely going to have a real edge.
A significant competitive advantage in finding and connecting with clients.
Yeah. It feels like the future success in this business will involve more and more the smart use of artificial intelligence. Something to think about.